Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor, and together we're helping each other build wealth, ignore Wall Street, and get on with our lives. Now, it's been pretty hard to ignore the stock market over the last couple of weeks because a couple of companies have announced their results from the vaccines that they've been working on to address this coronavirus pandemic that's impacting the global community. And the stock market is trading at or near an all-time high. And with the stock market trading at an all-time high, like clockwork, I'm starting to get emails from people across the nation saying, hey Bill, what should I do? Should I get out of the stock market now because it's likely to take a big hit in the coming year with the new administration and I've got a lump sum investment, and should I invest now or should I wait for the market to go down? And for coffee house investors, the answer of whether to buy or sell stocks is very simple. And the answer is you let your financial planning drive that decision. So if you've got a target allocation between stocks and bonds and the stock part of your portfolio has gotten to the point where you need to rebalance based on your financial planning, you rebalance. If you're looking to invest a lump sum in the stock market, history says that you're better off investing the lump sum now than waiting because the stock market tends to trade upward. But there's a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind when you're looking at the stock market, and that is that over the short run, the stock market is driven by the emotions of investors. And from an investing standpoint, from a mindset of owning common stocks, we should always be anticipating a steep decline over the next 2 months to 2 years. I'm not predicting that it's going to happen, but it will happen whether it's now or 5 years from now. But more importantly, the stock market has been relentless in the way it reflects the productivity of investors long term. I mean, the reality is that the world is either going to end next week or it's not going to end, and it's going to continue on for the hundreds of years, and over the next 20 to 30 to 40 years, the stock market is going to reflect the productivity of human beings. And you're almost assured of getting a higher return in the stock market over that time period than you will in CDs or bonds. But for the dollars that you're going to be needing to pay bills or buy homes or pay tuitions over the next 3 to 5 years, you keep those money out of the stock market. It's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward, and I think that that's why so many investors across the nation gravitate towards the three simple principles that I share in my book. Speaking of books, my new book is coming out next week. It's going to be released by Amazon.com. I'm pretty excited about it. I've been working on it for quite a while. I share simple stories of investors across the nation who have embraced these simple principles over the past 20 years. And the impact that it has had on their life has been meaningful. I think it will inspire you to consider the same approach, and it will hopefully inspire you to share it with others who are looking to ignore Wall Street and get on with their life. So take a moment to like this video. You can get a free chapter of my book by going to my website, coffeehouseinvestor.com. This is Bill Schulteis. I'll catch you next week.